morning, we're singing in Chayotim. Klal Mem, and we learned Siman Ches, which is the last one we talked about Chatzitza. There's a few more points we need to talk about Chatzitza before we move on. So we mentioned in the beginning that something which is there for the purpose of noy, to beautify, is not considered a Chatzitza. So a woman is, for example, wearing nail polish. That will not be considered a problem with Chatzitza because it's there to beautify her hands. Let's say a woman has nail polish, which is chipping, and it doesn't look nice. So some of the fingers have, some of the fingers don't have. If most women would be makbid to walk around like that, even though this woman is not makbid to walk around like that, that's going to be a chatzitza problem because there is definitely something there. It's a layer. It's not just chazusa ba'alma. It's not like the ink which gets absorbed into your skin. It's a layer on top. So there's something there. And it's no longer considered lanoi because most people do not consider this beautifying by the fact that it's chipping or it's, or let's say a woman has only one, she removed some of the fingers, she didn't finish removing it. Says, you know what, I'm hungry, let's eat lunch. Well, she can't do that because most women will not walk around with four fingers which are clean and one finger which has nail polish on it. So even though she's not makbet on that, but if women in general would be makbet to walk around like that, that would be a problem with chatzitza. So people have to be aware of that issue. When they're coming to wash. Number one. Number two, another example which comes up is a person puts hand cream on their hands. So it's, again, it's not chazusa ba'alma. It's not just there's actually something there because you put cream on. Now the cream gets absorbed into the skin, so it doesn't look like there's anything there. You don't feel anything when you rub your hands over it. But when you wash your hands, you notice that the water sort of beads up on your hands. It doesn't absorb in so well. Well, it doesn't absorb, it means there's something there. And is that considered a chatzitza? So the poskim assume that that's not so. If you cannot really feel it with a simple rubbing of your hand, that goes under the concept of chazusa ba'alma. The reason why the water doesn't absorb is because it's blocking the pores, etc. That's at a level where it's not visible to us. So for our purposes, that's considered as if there's nothing there, and that would not be considered a chatzitza. If a person has a situation where he has to put a cream on which there is actual mamushas, which is felt, that goes into the cases which we mentioned of the person who sells shuman. That's an example which would be of that level, where there's a fatty residue which can be felt. So that would be considered potentially a chatzitza. Usually a person will be doing that for refuah purposes. So something of that sort for refuah purposes, if he can remove it and then put it back on, he should do so. A person puts on sunscreen. So sometimes the sunscreen is thick enough, you can actually feel it. So he's out. Outside, doing activity outside, he has sunscreen on, and he wants to wash and eat lunch. So preferably, he should wash it off well, and then wash for the meal, and then reapply afterwards. If that's not possible, the person to remove it, and say it's a medical need, removing it would be painful. So we've already discussed this idea of something which is considered the issues of pain. If it's on the miyat yad, it's called miyashin amakbid. And would not be problematic. It's right over the hands. So then he preferably should, he can't wash those places, but he should be karach mappa. He should put something around the hands like a glove or something of that sort. Okay. One last point. A person with these pachma yadavs, we said that the issue of washing off on Shabbos, so it's a machlokes. There's strong opinions that it's not a problem on Shabbos. So a person can rely on that. If there's any type of letters there, which would be, by washing, he would be erasing the letters, that's going to be much more complicated, because that definitely is considered a machika issue. So, in that situation, a person should try and, if it's on the upper part of the hand, which in machlokes is where you have to wash the upper part of the hands, so you can be samech on the opinions. It's on the palm, so you just wash your fingers and rely on those opinions that washing the fingers is sufficient. We're not going to get to all of the possibilities. We did mention already that ink nowadays is considered chatzitza ba'alma, the ink which we have normally just, it's not thick enough and significant enough to be considered a problem at all. So unless a person has a very thick layer, but paint is not considered chatzitza ba'alma. Paint, there's actually something there which you can theoretically sort of peel off. If after you peel off the paint, there's a little bit of discoloration on your hands, that's not a problem. I think we've covered a lot of the situations which are potentially possible there. Tomorrow we will move on to other topics. Meanwhile, have a good day.